By the way, President Obama today accepted invitations to both China and Russia. When he goes to China, Mr. Obama could sample the world's best-selling beer. It's a Chinese brew. It's called Snow Beer. It just took the top spot from the U.S. brand Bud Light. Here's a review of Snow Beer from David Friesen, who's a British writer and editor living in Beijing.
It's very much hoppier than something like Bud Light, but still is drinkable. I think that's why it's become so popular. Snow Beer incorporates quite a number of different types of beer. They're all the Snow Beer brand, but they have different percentages of alcohol. The one that I think is the best is the 4.7%, which is an 11.8 degrees Plato beer.
The Plato scale being a measure of sugar in beer, obviously. Now, David Friesen drinks other Chinese beers aside from Snow.
Yanjing's very good beer. That's a Beijing-owned brand beer. It's very light, very drinkable. It's probably like the people's beer here because up until maybe 5 years ago, Chinese spirit, baijiu, was the more important aspect of Chinese drinking, like a white spirit crossed between sort of tequila and whiskey in a way, and more people drank that than beer. But now beer has taken over because of beers like Yanjing, which are really accessible. They cost very little, maybe only 30 cents a beer, and they're very much like American or European light lagers.
Well, the bulk of Chinese beer sales are domestic, but there are plenty of drinkers in China to propel Snow Beer to the top spot worldwide. In fact, China overtook the United States as the world's biggest beer market years ago. You can find more reviews of Chinese beers, including David Friesen's troubling encounter with a pineapple beer, at theworld.org.